welcome to Golf Talk Radio. All are on the line right now. We'll get to it, but first, let's get to the topic. Steelers, Pirates. Let's go. Hello, you're on Golf Talk.
Hello, Gauz.
Irv, what's up?
Yes, down in Florida.
What's up?
Getting a little bit of
give
a
me some skinny.
Well,
give me a little skinny. What's going on?
Well, we're getting some skinny here. We're getting some wind today, buddy. We got a little bit of a blow coming our way down here.
I heard there's a tropical storm moving up.
Yeah. I'm sitting down at the beach right now. And waves are getting a little bigger. Still pretty far away, but starting to see it a little bit. Starting to see a little bit of...
You got
a
surfboard on, buddy.
Oh, yeah, that's all I need. Hey, I wanted to tell you, on the high school football down here, Manatee, they were going up to Alabama last week.
Yeah.
So they got stomped. They got beat 78-56.
Well, the defensive
like
match.
Basketball game. Yeah, right. I imagine 56 points, you get beat by 22.
A lot of defense.
That was unbelievable. Yeah. It's more like a track meet.
Who'd they play? State Penn up there or what?
No, they played some team outside of Birmingham. They're home this week. They play a local team, so I'm going to go over and see that if it doesn't get rained out. I was taking a look at this morning at the coffee club there, and I was looking at the standings. I see Pirates, really, are only – they're fourth. Fourth in line for the – or third in line for the playoffs.
Yeah, they blew one last night. They should have won that game.
Yeah, what, 13 innings or something they lost?
Yeah, they had a 6-3 lead and blew it.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was a little shocked. I kind of wrote them off, but they just may sneak in. But they got to beat the Cubs.
Small miracle, they might.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. There's always
a
chance. I don't give them much hope.
Yeah, well, they're a lot closer than I thought they were going to be at this point. But
They go to.
I got to see the Steelers a little bit on the rerun in NFL. We don't get the Steelers down here, but I did get to see. I did watch their first part of the game against New Orleans. The first team out looks pretty good. They blew right down the field.
Yeah, they look real good.
Antonio Brown, he's something else.
So he got nice. Imagine if they had Bell for a whole year and Martavis Bryant and Ladarius Green.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, hopefully they stay healthy. Haywood gets a little better. He is just probably, and now he's got that high ankle sprain. And you know how that goes.
Oh yeah,
That could bother him. That could bother him for the whole year.
Yeah, if he don't take care of it, it might.
Are they going to
watch it?
Pick up another? They going to pick up another pass rush defensive end? You think?
I would like to see it, but you know who I'd go after? Paul Kruger. Let's go from Cleveland.
Yeah, that's the guy. That's the guy. I've seen that in the papers. I was just wondering whether he was. Now he's on the free agent market.
Yep.
He wouldn't be a bad pick.
Go after somebody like that. He's good.
Yeah.
At least he was.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a great pass rushing ability. So I sure wouldn't hurt him to do something like that, pick up an extra man like that.
Especially
Haywood.
Your team's playing. See, Pittsburgh's going to open up this weekend.
Yes, they are. Open up against Villanova. This is going to be one heck of a college weekend for football.
You got
USC and Alabama. You got Auburn and Clemson. You got some great games right off the bat. That's been good.
Were they playing
in
Alabama?
Where? I think
Alabama.
I think they're playing at Alabama. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure it's Alabama.
Yeah.
But USC
better.
I think they're going to be good again. UCLA with the quarterback and everything, but USC's got a lot of athletes.
A lot of athletes, a lot of speed.
Plus, I understand they got one of the best offensive lines in the nation, too. So we'll see.
Who they got ranked number one? Alabama.
Alabama, yeah. I don't
know. Clemson's in there.
They have in the top 10. For me?
Clemson, they're in there, ain't
they? Yeah, Clemson's number two or three. One of the. You got Ohio State up there again. So.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Ohio State's always.
Should be a good week.
Yeah, I am. Yep. Good weekend for football. Can't wait.
Yep.
Can't wait for the kickoff pros, too.
Yeah. Getting waiting for this for a long time. Hey, what's the line on the Penn State Pitt game, you know?
They got Penn State favored by 3, I think.
Is that what it is right now?
That should be
a barn burner.
That could change.
Yeah. You got a lot of emotion in that game, I think. So.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Pitt got about 3 running backs who'll steamroll your ass right over.
Yeah, I think I was watching the ACC down here, SEC and ACC are big down here. And I was watching the ACC program, and one of the announcers picked the sleeper team. One of the guys picked Pitt to win the Coastal Conference.
Oh, really?
He said, everybody talks North Carolina, everybody talks Miami. Nobody's talking about Pitt. He says, but let me tell you, he says, Pitt's loaded. He says, with Narduzzi.
You know what Narduzzi said, don't you?
What'd he say?
We're going to punch you in the mouth this year. We're going to come out and we're going to punch you in the mouth.
Well, that's what this guy said. He said they have a huge offensive line. He says Connor's back. Plus, they got a lot of depth. He says, and then the quarterback picked up with Patterson or whatever his name is. You know, he should have a good year. So, hey, knock on wood, buddy. They're going to be there.
Oh,
well,
hey.
I
just wanted to kick
the
shit out of Penn State up and down.
Yes. Sure.
Sold out, I heard.
All right. Yes. Yes, it is. I talked to my brother the other day. He said he's going to go, but he doesn't have tickets yet, so he's going to not try to scalp him. So.
Yeah, I'm sure he can get in. Yep. All right, buddy.
All right,
thanks for calling,
hey,
bro.
How's the Will Dog doing? I caught him at the tail end of the show. He's still hanging around Columbus. He's not Ohio State faithful yet, is he?
No. He's still in Columbus. I seen him yesterday.
Oh,
he was.
Okay.
Yeah, we helped him move. So, he's hanging in there. I don't know if he'll call. He may not call because he's moving now.
All right.
He's hanging in there.
Well, yeah, you tell him I said hello and say hello to everybody up there for me, will you? Go Pitt, huh?
Will do, brother.
All right, man.
All right,
good.
Thanks a lot. Bye. Mm-hmm. That was the Merv calling. Get his perspective every week. Good for him to call. I forgot to ask him about that coffee club home watch down there where they're tough as nails and run faster than Usain Bolt. These guys are quick, slick, and hands are registered with the cops. All right, let's get back to sports here. Let's say the Pirates last night were a little depressing. If you want to talk about it, give me a call, 516-666-9990. How about that Colin Kaepernick deal? A lot of people have their comments on it. One idiot on a FM radio from 3 to 6, he says he doesn't see the connection between the flag and the military. I call him a raging asshole moron. That's what I call him. If you don't see the connection, buddy, you need an attitude adjustment, and I suggest the Marine Corps. But then you're too fat to join the Marine Corps. You wouldn't pass a physical. You fat piece of shit. But, all right, let's get back to the Buccos. Losing that game last night was a backbreaker. You could have took 1 out of 3, which would have been good in Chicago, or 2 out of 3, which would have been fantastic. You're not sweeping them. But now you got to hope to win one game. Will you win the one game? I doubt it. You got people on there, on that team, with a baseball IQ of a shoe size. Marte, one. Number one. Great ability. They say, oh, he's a five-tool player. Nope. Four-tool. Upstairs, nothing in it. Throws to the wrong base. Gets picked off base. Has no idea where the ball's going once he's on base. Last night, that third base debacle was unbelievable. His pitch selection at the plate, I doubt this guy will hit 300, is horrendous. Horrendous. He swings at more balls in the dirt than anybody I know. I've seen a ball coming over the heart of the plate, he leaves. Won't swing. Won't offer. A ball in the dirt, he's hacking. I predict Marte will hit about 285. Not bad, but from 317 or 320 from where he was, that's my prediction. And this Bell kid, how come he wasn't? Well, we all know why he wasn't up earlier. If Marte had the pitch, had the brains of this Bell going up and looking for a pitch to hit and laying off the bad pitches, Marte would be a 350 hitter. This Bell is good at the plate. Field, eh, needs a lot of work. Who cares? Give me his bat. How many plays you get over first anyway? That'll come in time anyway. He's an athlete. Now we go to touch. He has to get better. Where they won, 1.5 back, the Cardinals. Cardinals ain't going nowhere. Touch has to start picking it up. Cole, I said from the beginning of the year, Garrett Cole would have problems because of that contract. If it's the contract and the elbow, he said inflammation in his elbow, okay. What pitcher don't at this time of the year? Show me a pitcher that doesn't have inflammation in his elbow at this time of the year. See, I don't swallow that crap. I think he feels a little twinge, and he probably says, you know what, Pirates didn't pay me. I'm not going to go out there and kill myself. I got a couple more years to stay here. They're not going to win nothing, and I'll be gone. That's what I think. He's not going to put, and I don't blame him for doing that. That's his opinion. I mean, that's his business. He isn't going to put himself on the line or ruin his arm. He feels a twinge. Bingo. Sitting. And I thought that was what he was going to do at the beginning of the year. In fact, I told Wilbog on this very show. And then you have a pitching staff. Are they going to give Nova a contract after 5 games or 4 games? Are they going to give him I'd wait. Never jump in on that guy. And I think he's going to ask more than what the Pirates are going to be willing to pay, because the Pirates ain't paying nobody nothing. So I think he'll be gone. And I think next year you'll see a pitching staff with Cole again with his shenanigans. Tie on. Probably that kid from Henriksen or Erickson or whatever his name from AAA. Brox was his name. Any other Cole, he'll be in the mix. And I think you'll see Ribeiro be the closer next year at some point. Tony Watson's going to pitch himself out of that position. Never thought he was a closer. A little different animal closing the game than is coming in the eighth inning. Those last three outs are a little difficult to get. It's a little different when you got to get those three outs. Now, I see, getting to the football, I see they put Ladarius Green on a PUP list. So he's on there for 6 weeks. Wow. Were they going to get a tight end? I don't know. Do I think they should? These cuts coming. I think you can get somebody. You're not going to get no All-Pro or anything, but I don't trust this Grimble or Johnson. Don't impress me. And Jesse James is Jesse James. And we got a call here. Let's see. Hello, God's Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Luke.
Luke from Florida.
Yep.
What do you have, my man, Luke?
How do you think the Steelers are going to do this year?
I think the Steelers are going to do fine. I think the here's what I think. Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think they're going to start off slow, and then they're going to build momentum. And by the end of the year, I think you're going to see a Super Bowl in Pittsburgh.
The only hard thing is that we don't have Martavius Bryant in the season.
No, he's out. He's out for the year, which is going to hurt. But I think they got the weapons that can compensate for him.
Yeah.
I think his Sammy Coates might be good.
Yeah,
go ahead.
But we have Le'Veon Bell out for the first four games.
Yeah, he's out for three games.
Yep.
And I think when he comes back, you're going to see that offense really take off.
Yeah.
So I think they can hold off for like four games, first four games. They can go 2-2 or whatever, 3-1 or 2-2. Watch him take off. I think Super Bowl bound. What do you think, Luke?
Yeah. I haven't watched any of the games. So I don't have anything really.
What do you think about the Pirates?
I think they're doing pretty good.
You think they'll get in a wild card?
Yeah.
Do you? I hope you're right.
Yeah.
They're like a game and a half back, I think, out.
Yeah.
Of the final wild. What do you think of Kutch?
I don't know.
Oh.
I haven't watched the Pirate game in a while.
That's right. You don't get them down there. You don't. Are the Pirates your favorite team, or who's your favorite team?
Pirates.
Pirates? Okay. Okay. Who's Rexy like?
Pirates.
Okay.
But
you guys are on the right track.
He likes the Seahawks, though.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Who do you like?
Steelers.
What college team do you like?
Ohio State and Pitt.
Well, your grandpap has you brainwashed, huh?
Okay.
You like what your grandpap like? Pete loves Pitt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like Pitt, too. How about your dad's? He like Pitt?
Yeah. He also likes Ohio State.
Oh, does he? Well, they're good.
Yeah.
They're real good.
Mm-hmm. My grandpa and my dad want to go see the Dolphins-Steelers game this season.
Oh, okay. They're good. They're going to go, huh? Good.
Well, they're going to see if they can go. They don't know yet.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be nice. They taking you?
Yeah. They're thinking about it.
Oh, good. Good. That's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, thanks for calling there, Luke. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Call me later. Call me back.
Okay.
Next week. All right. Thanks,
yep.
Luke. Luke from Florida just
mm-hmm.
called in. All right. That's my man, Luke. Guy got some perspective. Nice kid. Great kid. Good athlete, too. Good athlete. Good baseball player, football player. His brother's going to be something, too. Rex. Kid's big. And he will be bigger. Well, let's get back to those Steelers. Okay, my prediction for the Steelers, I said, would be Super Bowl, and I mean it, because I tell you what, I predict a slow start and a very fast finish to the bowl. They got it. If they can get this defense cranked up to mediocrity with this offense, no telling where they're going, man, I'll tell you. This Ladarius Green, he has me puzzled here. I don't know if he's ever going to come back, but if that guy comes back and plays, he has to come back after the sixth game. He's on the pup list for six games. Now, if he comes back and plays up to his potential, and they get Bell back, and they stay away from these silly injuries, this team is going to be pretty hard to stop. Imagine if Martavis Bryant was playing. You're unstoppable. You couldn't stop him. I don't care who. I don't care what New England puts out, or the great Bengals. I don't care what they do. They couldn't stop it. Give me a call, 516-666-9990. A few minutes left to talk. We can talk Pirates or Steelers. I don't think the Pirates will be in the playoffs. I really don't. I could be wrong, but I don't think his team has it. I really don't. They don't have the pitching for me. I just don't see it coming down the stretch. I just don't see it. Last night was a perfect example. Good teams win those games, bad teams, well, 6-3 lead, come on, you blow it. Jeff Locke pitches four innings, relief. I can't see it. I just can't see it. They had a chance to do something this year. They could have kept Walker. They could have signed Happ. You'd be right in there with they might be chasing the Cubs here, like, pretty close to the Cubbies. You keep those two guys. And then bring Bell up earlier. You could be right on the Cubs' heels, if not there. Too cheap. They don't want to pay. They're content to being 1.5 back with the crowds coming down and all the interest, and very content not making it. And then they'll give you this baloney. Well, you know, we got some injuries. Cole, you know, he was on, you know, blah, blah, blah. McCutch didn't have his good year. Yeah, and all that baloney. And next year we're going to do this, and they ain't going to do nothing. They haven't done already, which is very little. As far as signing anybody, like a top-notch pitcher for free agency, I don't think there's many out there. And they're not going to pay nobody anyway. So maybe they can make a trade. I don't know. They usually go for a big trade, but they're always getting prospects. And that's that problem right there. Prospects. And we'll trade you Kutch and our top prospect for somebody in your double-A system that's potential. Sounds good. Yeah, not have to pay nobody. And we get rid of Kutch's salary, too. Don't worry about it. We'll save that salary for maybe a trade, which will never happen. Yeah, I've heard it all before. They've had their shot. You only get so many chances. And how are you going to contend with the Cubs? These guys go out and buy players like it's peanuts. These guys are good. That Cub team is something else. Whether they may not win the series, you know, seven-game series, is, you know, anything can happen. But I'll tell you what, they got a damn good chance. Let's put it that way. So we're going to wrap up another segment of Gus Talk Radio. We had Murr from Florida calling with a great perspective, and then we had Luke with his perspective. Always good to hear from Luke. give me a call next week. Next Monday, we'll be on at 5:30, and we off right now.